Well, the first thing is to stay calm and not to overreact, not to panic.
Mike Wybell is the emergency response coordinator for the Bear River Health Department and says Utahns should be prepared for more tremors following the earthquake in Magna Wednesday morning. These aftershocks can continue for weeks after the initial quake. There have been more than a dozen aftershocks recorded so far, and the earthquake has been reported to have been felt as far as Wyoming and Idaho.
First off, if there's any doubt whatsoever, they should get out of their home.
Wybell says it is also important to check your home after the shaking has stopped to make sure there is no new structural damage which can lead to gas leaks. The earthquake on Wednesday morning broke pipes and caused flooding at the Salt Lake International Airport, which led to the airport being shut down and evacuated. Reports also say that the angel Moroni on top of the Salt Lake Temple has lost his trumpet. Chen Chen He was alone at her work building in Logan on Wednesday morning. She says it was the first time she has ever felt an earthquake.
Everything is shaking right and left, right and left. It was scary. I'm still in shock.
The earthquake was the largest one in the state since 1992. According to Rocky Mountain Power, over 70,000 residents were without power initially after the quake. They have been working to restore power, and the number has been steadily decreasing. In response to the earthquake and its aftershocks, Trax halted train service. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.